We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Overnight, President Trump doubling down on his escalating trade war.
I think the tariffs are going to be the greatest thing we've ever done as a country.
While not ruling out an upcoming recession in an interview that aired Sunday morning.
Are you expecting a recession this year?
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big. It takes a little time. It takes a little time.
While his commerce secretary also spoke out yesterday morning.
Should Americans brace for a recession?
Absolutely not. There's going to be no recession in America.
Last night, the president asked again if he was worried about a recession.
Maria Bartiromo asked you and you kind of hesitated.
I'll tell you what, of course you hesitate. Who knows? All I know is this. We're going to take in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. And we're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money.
And the trade war up this week. China retaliating with taxes on some American agricultural goods coming into effect today. And the U.S. will put its tariffs on all foreign steel and aluminum Wednesday and is considering more taxes on Canadian goods. Canada has imposed its own tariffs on billions of dollars of American products. And this weekend, its upcoming new Prime Minister, Mark Carney, former head of the Bank of Canada, speaking out against Trump in his victory speech.
And Donald Trump, as we know, has put, as the Prime Minister just said, unjustified tariffs on what we build, on what we sell, on how we make a living. The Americans, they should make no mistake, in trade as in hockey, Canada will win.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm watching the stock market, okay? I just can't even believe it, but it's down over 1,000 points now. It's down 1,154 points, which is almost 3% of a decrease in the value of stocks. Did you know when you voted for him, maggots, that this is what was going to occur? Did you do this on purpose? I don't really think you did. I think we tried to tell you that he would, but you didn't really think he would, or you didn't think we were telling the truth, or you didn't want to believe me, or people who tell you things that I tell you. I don't know what it is, but there is this massive sell-off now on Wall Street because this man is throwing us into a recession. He's doing it with these stupid tariffs, okay? This is crazy. This is madness. No one ever wins a trade war. No one. That's why you don't have them. It's just the only thing he knows. It's his hammer. So everything is a nail now. That's who he is. He's just not very bright. Ukraine is, he took away Ukraine's intelligence. They can't see the battlefield now. Elon Musk is like, yeah, well, you know, if I turn off Starlink, they're all screwed. And all of a sudden today, do you know what's going on? Try and log on to Twitter. Go ahead. I'll wait. Not really, because you can't. You can't. And of course, he's saying, oh, this is a massive cyber attack. He said, this was, still is, a massive cyber attack against X. We get attacked every day, but this was done with a lot of resources. Either a large coordinated group and or a country is involved tracing. How completely ugly a human do you have to be to invoke the ire of an entire nation state, okay? To the point where they take down your platform and it's been gone all day. It's been, it comes on for like a second and it's gone. It's all day. And if you were a proud owner of a Tesla, the actual car, People are throwing things at you now, like Nazi salutes and the finger. And if you went to Mardi Gras, they threw beads at you, and not in a fun way. No, it wasn't in the, hey, do it for beads. No, it wasn't that. And if you owned Tesla stock, if you own Tesla stock today, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I really am. If you here's the situation on the stock market, okay? If you had purchased $100 worth of stock on the day that Donald Trump was elected, inaugurated, you would have lost 12% of that $100. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it is. I mean, this is just, the NASDAQ is heading for the worst day since 22, and we were in a freaking pandemic. I mean, it's like everything that happened already during a pandemic is happening again because he is poison. He's absolute poison. He sits there and he changes his mind every single minute of every single day, depending on who he hates today, who he's angry at today, who he wants retribution against today. It has absolutely nothing to do with smarts or business or acumen. I mean, this is crazy. The Ukrainians are literally dying. And Russia, you know, the second he took away the intelligence. Now, I'll say, you know, withholding weapons from Ukraine, that the effect of that will happen in, I'm going to say, a month, maybe two. But the effect of taking away the intelligence information from Ukraine so that they could see the battlefield, because you know the best time to shoot down a missile, do you? It's before it launches. That's right. And that's what intel does, okay? It lets you know where people are getting ready to launch against you. And you can then take out the launcher. Makes good sense. Less people die. Donald Trump took that ability away from Ukraine, and Russia went absolutely, well, yeah, now you know the word ballistic. They went crazy, and they started bombing like crazy. And you know what, when Trump was asked, like, he was asked by Maria Bartiromo, you know, whether or not he cares if Ukraine survives this, and do you care that you're responsible for them not surviving? He's like, well, maybe they wouldn't survive anyway. And, you know, let me tell you this. It would never have happened if I were president. Goes right back to that and then switches into immigration. I mean, he is such a Russian asset. He is such a Russian tool. He is doing this at the behest of Vladimir Putin. And one just has to wonder what's in it for him. Because Russia's economy sucks. It's like, California's economy is like 10 times bigger than Russia's. I think Russia's economy is worse than like four of our low performing states. It's terrible. It's just such a sanctioned, sort of a unwelcome relative at the table. Do you know what I mean? They're pariah. Nobody wants to, you know, be around them except for like the axis of evil states like Iran, okay, and North Korea. These are Putin's allies, and now Donald Trump, and he's tearing our country down. He's tearing us apart, and people are starting to get it. I mean, you know, I see people, you know, I saw people start to protest in front of the Tesla dealer, the Tesla dealership, you know, on Del Rey, there's a Tesla dealership, and people went there and they were protesting there. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't look like, you know, anything, you know, that's going to move the needle. But I got news for you, when people do it all over the country, it moves the needle. And that's what's happening. People are doing all kinds of protests, you know, at Tesla dealerships. They're selling their Teslas. They understand that Donald Trump brought this, you know, this person and his teenage edgelords, as I call them, into the mainframe of America. Because he said, if you give me the computers, I can give you the country. I can deliver it to you. No muss, no fuss. I can withhold payments. You don't have to even do the impoundment thing. We'll just go in there and program. You know, the Social Security checks won't come out because we'll screw up the program so bad. It's not like they needed to learn how to do it. They just broke it, so we can't do it. This is madness.